With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunch with Leah, Season 3 Finale, Episode 336. Here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Our finale. Just for this season, of course. For this season. So you guys are going to miss me over the summer, but I have a plan for you. All you have to do is go online and order Red Carpets and White Lies by Leah Black.
Read the book.
You can read the book all summer, and then we'll still be in communication. And it's a fun book. Page 6 out of the next Jackie Collins. So you better not miss out. Well, what is going on? Well, I will tell you. It has been nonstop. So starting with RJ and that school thing, they make this graduation from high school. Maybe I don't remember it. I just kind of think we just went up, got a damn diploma and left. I don't remember all this hoopla. So they had this big thing the other day at the school, which was lovely. But they give out honors, and then the salutatorian makes a speech, and then you go and do a brick laying where they put the name of each student that's graduating on a brick, and they go outside and lay the bricks. And I got a picture of RJ laying his brick next to his two best friends laying their bricks. So from now on, every time you walk on the campus, he'll have his name on that brick. I'm like, this is like the Hollywood stars. And then, that went on all day. And then they had a brunch, and that just went on and on. And it was nice and lovely. It was good to see everybody, say goodbye to all the students and all the parents and all the teachers. But that was like really a 4 or 5 hour thing. And then they had, today they have a rehearsal. Tomorrow they have another rehearsal. Then Friday they have a graduation. And then they have a brunch. And then I'm having a brunch at my house or lunch at my house. I mean, it's a whole thing. And last Friday night, he had his last recital at the University of Miami for the music, Frost Music, where he plays in this band called Category 5, and he's the pianist, you know, the keyboard player. And that went on for like 3 or 4 hours. He had one band after the other, after the other, after the other. And I was like, oh my God, this graduation thing is just going on and on. And then that wasn't even the formal recital that they had, where he had to go in the ballroom and had the big formal recital and everybody played their tunes, the pictures, and then the certificates. And he did graduate from Frost Music. Has a certificate that he's qualified to teach students how to play the piano. So when we had all that, I mean, it's just been, honestly, I can't. And then I sent out his graduation invitations. I told everybody, do not send any gifts. This is simply for you to know he graduated, and I put a cute picture in there. Of course, a lot of people sent checks. After we said, please don't send any gifts, and I feel bad, because I don't want people to feel like that I sent them that to send checks. So now I've got all these checks in his name. So I'm like, you know what, RJ, you've got to go get a checking account. So we go to the bank yesterday to get a checking account. You know how long we were there? An hour and a half. Then I had to show him how he had to get all his passwords and how to set up online paperless and, you know, his the questions they ask in the event that you can't read, you have to call or they need to go online and check it's really you. And some of the answers that he gave were hilarious. I was like, RJ, couldn't you just think of something simple, you know, like just simple, you know? And he would have this whole long story about words. And I mean, it was just funny watching him. Got all that done. And then we're walking to the car and he goes, you know, Mom, I feel like I forgot something today. What's today, Tuesday? Yeah, I know there's something I'm supposed to do today. I go, well, if you had your day timer, you would know. So he looks on his phone. He had a science test. So he forgot about it. So we had to run over to the school. He got there 10 minutes before the cutoff to get the test, to go take the test. Now I have to sit in the parking lot in the shade under a tree and wait for him to take a science test for 45 minutes. Then I got to go take him for his annual physical. That went on for 2 hours. I mean, I'm just to God. It's like, this kid's a full-time job. So we didn't have any time to spare. Yesterday, Jason, every time I call Jason and tell him something, he had 15,000 things going on. I don't know if you guys know it, But the website was down for 2 hours because we put a bunch of new programming and systems in there, and we're adding some products to the whole thing later. It just went on and on and on. Yesterday, were we exhausted yesterday or not? Then in the meantime, I had an air conditioning leak at my house. Guess why the air conditioning is leaking down from upstairs to downstairs? Does anybody want to know why? Because the housekeeper shoved something in the air conditioning closet and broke a pipe.
Oh my God.
I think it was probably a ladder. And I told them, you can't just shove stuff in the air conditioning closet. So now I had a leak, and then the air conditioning, and then it had to be on the wall upstairs in the loggia area where I had that French guy come in and paint that entire mural on the wall. Of course, it has to be that wall that the water is leaking on. So I don't know what's going to happen if that's going to dry up and look okay. I thought to myself, you know what? It'll just look very antique and vintage. I could just go on and on with all this stuff. Meanwhile, do you have something you want to say?
People were just wishing or congratulating RJ and saying, you look beautiful today. Nancy Carver says
fabulous.
That her son graduated years ago from UM and went on to Georgetown School of Law.
Oh, nice.
She's wishing RJ the best.
Nice.
In his future academics.
Georgetown, that's quite a law school. Yeah, he's going to UM, so there we have that. And then... what else happened? Let's see. Okay, I told you about all of that. The CBD is in. We have some in stock, so you need to order it with your the eye cream. With your password eye cream. Now the serum will be in, delivered here to our office Tuesday of next week. We'll be ready to take orders on that. And the wash should be here Friday, but we're going to alert you with an email, and we're going to alert you on the computer, and we're going to alert you with Twitter, and we're going to alert you on Facebook, so you'll know. And you'll know what your passwords are, because we give
our promo codes.
We give our podcast listeners promo codes so that they can get things wholesale. Because we love you for watching me and putting up with me and laughing at all my non-joke jokes. Oh, my God, what else is going on? Let's see. Oh, then last night, we were supposed to have this big Vogue art show with Greg Lotus, who's a renowned photographer. He's got so much work on for Vogue over the years and all the top photographers. And the only reason I committed to doing it and hosting it was because it was going to be downtown, literally six blocks from here, in Roy's office, in the lobby of his office building. So he could literally go down the elevator and be there, and we could drive 1 minute and be there, take Uber or whatever, and we have parking pass there. The night before, he changes the location. So we're at a strange 24 hours. And then Jason has to get on the phone and call all the RSVPs to make sure they know it's a new location. Because what if we just email them and then they didn't get the email and then they show up and then they're mad at us? That was a whole day thing we had to do. And then on top of that, he moves it to the damn design district. I won't even go to Hermes at the design district. It's how much I hate going over to the design district. If you can't get me to Hermes, you're not getting me anywhere. So I just, you know, it wasn't going to work for us because it was easy. It was going to go 6 to 7:30, and then we had the rest of the stuff to do. But by the time you get in the traffic and try to get over there at 6 o'clock, it's an hour to get there. And then you got to do the parking and wait for your car and the valet and all that, and then come back in the traffic in South Beach and... It would have been like we would have never made the other event we committed to in South Miami for RJ school. So we just couldn't go. So now I feel like a fool with egg on my face where I hosted an event that Roy and I couldn't show up for. I don't like being put in that situation. And I hope you tell him that, Jason. I didn't like it at all. And I still don't understand why they changed the location. It was a weird thing. But anyway, he's a great, talented artist. Go online to greglotus.com. These are the most gorgeous photography photos you'll ever see in your life. I have a couple. Several of my friends have some. They're in art galleries. They're gorgeous. But I was just like, how can you change the venue? That'd be like us having a charity event and the night before going, oh, it's not going to be at the Fountain Blue. It's going to be over here at the Marriott on the other side of town. So Deborah, who also was going to take eight people and then go to dinner downtown, She said her guests were coming from the Grove, and they were going to go downtown and go and then stay and have dinner. She goes, they're not budging. They will not go over to the Design District, and I don't know what to tell Greg. And I said, well, tell him the truth. She said, well, he's telling me just to hop in an Uber. And I said, well, you got eight people. Are they going to hop in the Uber with you? And so she couldn't go either, because a lot of people, we strategically sent out our invitations to this area code, I mean this zip code. So that became a whole big thing yesterday. We were just overwhelmed. I'm telling, yesterday just didn't stop. Meanwhile, I told you Roy did the commencement address for the University of Miami Law School. Well, we got that link. We should post it. His speech was really good. He always puts so much thought into everything, unlike me, random. Seat in my pants. So how come Billions wasn't on the other night? Billions was not on Sunday night. It was a rerun. I don't know why it wasn't on. I was wondering if they didn't want to compete with the Game of Thrones that everyone was bitching about.
I did read that this is the last season, I think, though.
Of Billions?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that? I didn't read that.
It's either this one or next season. Yeah, they've announced it's going to be the last season.
I never heard that. And by the way, they didn't announce that it wasn't going to be on. So this was the first time I was going to watch it live instead of TiVoing it, and then it wasn't on. So I was like, okay, fine. And now The Voice, I'm not going to give you any spoilers because I only watched the first hour. I TiVoed the first hour, watched it late. I still have the second hour. But a lot of other people have already done spoilers on, of course, Instagram. But our Twitter, but I'm not going to give you a spoiler, but the finale of The Voice was last night, so we're going to see that tonight. I'm going to try to catch up with that at some point. Then we went to see this movie. So Heidi, Roy Jr.'s original nanny, gave RJ movie ticket theater tickets for like his graduation. We go see that movie, John Wick. It has to be one of the sorriest, worst, violent, non-story, non-make-sense, stupid, macho movies I've ever seen in my life.
All three of them, it has the highest score.
Did you see number three? Okay, well, when you see number three, then you tell me you loved it. I agree number one was really good. Number two was pretty good. But number three, I'm sorry. They're desperate. Oh, yeah, they're out of control. They're desperate. And then they already set it up at the very end for number four. And I said, I am not going to number four. I won't even watch it on an airplane. In fact, I'm mad at myself for wasting my time. I should have gotten up and walked out of the theater and gone down to some shopping place in the mall or gotten a car and gone home. I was just annoyed with myself that I sat there and I kept thinking, well, this is going to get better. Well, there's going to be a story soon. Well, something's going to happen soon. Well, it's going to make sense soon. Well, it's coming. And I'm for 3 hours. And Molly, I'm like, why did I sit here and waste 3 hours of my time? And then Roy Jr. and Roy liked it. Whatever. So that's that. I told you about that. All right,
Nancy Carver wants to know how you really feel.
I want you guys to go see it. And when we resume, when we come back in September, I want you guys, or tweet me, Leah Black Miami, and tell me if I'm crazy. There wasn't even a plot to it. It was just, I couldn't with that anymore. Okay, ask me anything from social media. Oh, Fox Hearts Bear. I will be watching today, but are you going to have to force me to watch reruns of RHOM on Hulu all summer just to see you. Oh, that should be fun. That's like watching paint dry. No question this week, but I wanted to thank you for being positive and encouraging role model. Have a fabulous summer. Oh, thank you, Fox Heart Bear. You too. Get the book, Red Carpets and White Lies. You're going to love it. USA 5127, my favorite movie of all time. Probably The Sound of Music. I just love that movie. I think it's just lovely. I don't know. I like it. Snick 49, are you and Jeff okay? I miss you on the show. I guess we're okay. Have you heard something I don't know about? But, you know, when I'm there, I'm on the show. And when I'm not there, I'm not. And listen, if I go there and he doesn't invite me on the show, then he won't invite me on the show. He usually does. I don't know. I hope so. I better text him and say, Jeff, are you upset? I haven't heard from you. he's busy all the time, too. Bran again. I'm loving my CBD eye cream. Yes, at leahblack.com, promo code eye cream. I'm putting it on my neck and frown lines, too. I know. I did the same thing. I'm using it from here to here. That's why I came out with this serum.
Yeah.
Because at least the serum's like five times the quantity, and it'll cost less to use it. Like, I'm using it like if it was, like, I mean, free.
That's the number one comment we're seeing on social media is that people are using it everywhere.
They're using it everywhere. I'm back
men
in my hands.
Women.
I'm using it
men
on my chest.
Women both.
Men, too. Yeah, I'm a lot of men.
I'm really surprised that there's a lot of men that have been commenting and sending you messages.
What about that woman that sent that posted on it? We're putting together all of our testimonials. So send in your testimonials. We're going to put them on a link on our website because I know you can get them all other ways, but I'm going to have them all together. So the funniest thing, this woman writes in and she goes, you know, I like to drink and I go out drinking every night. I used to have big puffs under my eyes the next morning and now I can go out and have all those drinks and I don't have the puffs under my eyes. I was like, you're definitely a Jeff Lewis audience member. You must be using the Jeff Lewis live promo. Oh, Lord.
Ashley Guy says, I love your cream. I'm so glad I bought everything.
Oh, I love that you love it.
And Marcella Bernardi says she got hers and it is wonderful.
It is. Well, wait till you try the serum. I had this much of the serum because I had a little bit of sample and I was spreading it out amongst people. It's coming here Tuesday. I'll be here. But it doesn't take very much. That's the other thing. You know, if you guys are running out, you're using a lot. It really doesn't even take a whole pump. It takes like a half a pump for your eyes. But the serum, one squirt, you can literally use your neck, your chest, and your face. Of course, I use two, and then I do my hands, and I lather myself down. But it doesn't really take that much. It's highly concentrated. But I love it. I just love it. To me, it's like the new sliced bread. It's the miracle that we've all been waiting for. I mean, everyone kept telling me for 2 years this is happening, and we did the research, we did the development, we did the Florida legislature, we did everything you can imagine to make it all perfect and come together. And I was like, this is a big investment and a big gamble. I hope this really does what it says it's going to do and it really works and people really love it. And even I was blown away with how popular it is. Anyway.
Yes, that's generally the consensus on all the comments here.
I love it.
Eden Dominic says, hello, you always look beautiful, whatever you're using. And
it's my CBD.
Nancy Carver says, that's why you look so good, Leah. She also said her husband, God rest his soul, used more face products than she ever did.
Aw, bless his heart. Sending you a blessing. Tamlon Gazar, we love your outlook on things from watching all three seasons of Housewives. You're the most enjoyable to watch and say it how it is. Thank you so much. In other words, a normal person stood out in the crowd. Lisa Levine, 511, I truly enjoy listening to you and I look forward to season 4 return. Have a lovely summer. You guys have to motivate me for season 4. I may get too lazy. J.D. Castillo, how is your current relationship with the cast of RHOM? I don't see them in photos with them often because I'm not one of those people that will run over and get myself in a photo to post it to show that we're all still friends like they do. They don't stay that much in touch. Two of them do. The rest of them run. If there's anything in town going on, get their photo together, post it, and say, oh, look, we're all still friends. Bring the show back. Bring the show back. I think it's hilarious. I'm friends with the majority of them, and there are like three that I'll never be friends with.
Nancy Carver says, Leah, you are far from normal.
Far from normal. Good. I'm abnormally normal. Let's see. Would you participate in Florida Native Orchid Reestablishment Program? It is free. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Where's Fran Boris when we need her? She knows everything about orchids. She's got awards and trophies and everything. I'd have to know more about it. I mean, I don't know. Ma Roth, I haven't read these in advance. I never read them in advance. Do you think starting impeachment inquiry will hurt the Dems? Please do once a month podcast during the summer so your loyal fans. If I can get some people to run the equipment, I'll do a few things for you. Yes, I do think that we have to start the impeachment. And the reason I think that is because, you know, Trump is making them think he wants to be goaded into it. But no president wants to be impeached, number one. Number two, if you read the Mueller report, and I did, if you can't impeach a president now for corruption, foreign interference, money laundering, if you can't impeach him for that, then why even have the impeachment? And the other reason is because all the facts aren't getting out. It's drowned out with Barr's lying and Barr's spinning and Trump spinning and the Republicans spinning. And so people aren't getting the facts. In a formal setting where you bring people in, and you put the facts on the table. As the people see the facts, the American public is going to come along. If you remember during the Nixon impeachment, when they started out, there were only 20% of the population was a pro-impeachment. By the time they started getting the testimony and the documentation and the evidence in front of the jury, which is the American public and the Congress, they wound up impeaching him. And by the way, when you're in a trial, you never know what's going to come out. All kinds of stuff's going to come out in that trial. People are going to screw up on their stories. They're going to catch them in lies. The cover-up's going to be more obvious. They're going to be putting into the record every other day some other Russian involvement, some other Russian scheme, some other Russian communication. There's so much. We'll get into the politics that's going to come out during an impeachment that I think you have no choice right now. And you know what? Sometimes you have to do what's right. And if it's not politically popular, it's not politically popular. If it's not expedient, it's not expedient. If we lose, we lose. But you can't go around and pretend that this guy isn't covering all this corruption up and nothing's going on. G10, has anyone ever stabbed you in the back? Are you kidding me?
Today?
Oh my God! Are you talking about today, yesterday, or my whole life? I've got, like, my back is loaded with scars. Thanks God I've got that CBD I can put on there. Are you kidding me? More people than not. I'm just like, the more you do for people, the more they, like, then they start expecting it. And then when you don't do it, then they stab you in the back. Who knows? I don't even care. I get rid of those kind of people. I just don't want them in my energy space. But anyway, how did I respond? I usually just cut them out of my life. That's how I do, like a cancer. When you got a cancer, you got to cut it out. That's what Trump is. He's cancer. It's this metastasizing on the democracy. Missing Link. I'm saddened that season 3 of the podcast series must end. Aw, I feel like the Game of Thrones. Everyone's sad. It is the best part of my Wednesday. Thank goodness I can listen to your repeats, yes, on anywhere that you get your podcast. And on YouTube.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Leah.
All
the videos are on YouTube and on your Facebook page.
All my videos are on the Facebook page?
They all live on YouTube and your Facebook page.
Oh, I'm not really that good at Facebook. I only know how to reply to people. I don't know how to do the rest of it. Thanks, Leah, for making Wednesdays great. Jackie, now that I'm going to listen on Thursday, what am I going to listen to when you're on summer break? You're going to listen to my reruns. You're going to read Red Carpets and White Lies. You can order Red Carpets and White Lies from us at leahblack.com, and I think we're selling it. Jason, how much are we selling it for this summer, Red Carpets and White Lies? Jason, how much are we selling Red Carpets and White Lies for this summer? He's going to let me know.
I think it's like 20.
No, it's on sale. We've got it marked down. Okay. Ray Love 21, please do once a month show over this summer. Oh, yes, I have to do something to entertain and amuse myself, so I'll just share it with you. Whatever I'm doing, I'll share with you anyway.
You have some questions coming in.
Wait a minute.
Too.
How much is the book? Oh, he's looking it up. Okay, go ahead.
Ryan Holt wants to know, if you had a new Real Housewives of Miami tagline, what would it be? That's a kind of an interesting question.
I'd have to think on that one. Last year, the last season, I wanted my tagline to be, people say I always take the high road. Taking the high road's easy when the low road is the gutter. But they didn't put it in there. Well, how much is the book?
$10.
Oh, my God. Basically, we're selling it. In other words, it's free. It's just our cost. But we want you to read it. Red Carpets and White Lies.
Stephen Lemmings from Louisiana says, hello, you look beautiful. We're going to miss you this summer.
My swan song.
And Nancy Carver says, it shall be a long summer without you and the crew of Lunch with Leah. But repeats are still fun to listen to.
Yeah, you know what? They are timeless. They are like just listening to the old ones because nothing ever changes. We're just like a nonstop reality show. Nothing ever changes. Like Seinfeld. With the Seinfeld show.
Ashley Guy asked if you saw Celine Dion and in the James the thing the other night about singing in the car.
Yeah. Yes, on the boat.
Yeah, they wanted to know
the ship.
And what you thought about the way she looked.
I think she's got good style. She's got a good stylist, and I think she's got an absolutely iconic, amazing voice, and I think that she does the best with what she has to work with. She's got thin and tall and pretty, but I don't think she's not one of those iconic beauties. That's not who she is, but she always looks fabulous.
Did you see the video where they stopped the car and gave her shoes away and everything?
Yeah,
the people on the side of the road.
Did you see the meme where they had her and the guy on the boat going through? They were singing like if they were on a Titanic. That was
funny
too.
Yeah, the Titanic, yes.
Oh, my God. So here's a nice comment from Mark Spaulding. So sweet. Hey, Leah, I just wanted to send a message and let you know how much your Lunch with Leah has meant to my family and I. My mom has been going through chemo for a rare form of breast cancer called IBC, and we've listened to your podcast all through them as you make us laugh. Thank you so much for the laugh and inspirations in the podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful summer. Now,
that is so sweet.
So it's IBC breast cancer. If anybody knows anything about that or has any insight or any hidden tricks somewhere hidden away or any research programs or anything, you should get a hold of MARC_Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, and share it with him. You know what? We're wishing your mom miracles and recoveries and sending blessings. And it's very sweet of you, Mark.
We're happy we can make them laugh.
Yeah, and what a sweet son you are. My son would be going, hey, my mom over there is sick. I got to go over here and play my video game. In royalty news, Prince William is candidly speaking out about the tragic loss of his mother, Princess Diana, and has forever changed his life. In a preview for the BBC specialist, Royal Team Talk, Tackling Mental Health, aims to help others talk about their emotions, specifically men. William, 36, opens up about his own experience with grief. I think when you're bereaved at a very young age, any time really, but particularly at a young age, I can resonate closely to that. You feel a pain like no other pain, William says in the clip. Well, you know something? She didn't have a lot of time with those boys, but she sure put a big impression on them because they are amazing human beings. And I'm not saying they didn't get some of that from the Buckingham Palace and the royalty thing, but a lot of that came from her. Yeah. And God bless. In celebrity news, Scarlett Johansson is engaged to Saturday Night Live Colin Jost.
Yeah,
I love him. He's hilarious. I wouldn't have even thought of them together, but now that they're together, it makes perfect sense, right?
I think they've been dating a while too.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. Eminem watched his daughter get crowned as homecoming queen in an empty classroom because he did not want to take any attention away from her. Well, that was lovely. Bob Dylan's young tour has been touring nonstop. His tour is called Nonstop Tour. He toured from June of 88 until April the 19th of 2019 without stopping. 88 to 19? That's impossible. That's 12 plus 19. I mean, it's 21 years. I can't. I mean, how do you do never-ending tour? I love Bob Dylan. Let me tell you, that's a guy that loves what he's doing because nobody goes on a tour that long.
No.
I mean, that's just impossible. Then in gossipy news, in news we don't know if we can confirm or not, let's disclaim ourselves, Tony Robbins was accused of berating and abusing victims and inappropriate sexual advances, allegedly. Who knows if that's true, but that's certainly not good for his brand. TMZ. Lamar Odom tells TMZ that he is a sex addict who has banged more than 2,000 women. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Too much information.
What's the other basketball player there?
Too many diseases. Oh, Will. I met him one time. I walked up to him. I said, hey, do you remember me, number 1927 or something like that? I thought Roy was going to pass out. He never got over that. He still brings it up to this day. He goes, you just can't do that. I'm like, well, I did it. I think I said 3,600 and something, you know. Because didn't he say he screwed 20,000 women?
Yeah, he said he had sex with like 20,000 women.
We were at some party that he was at. I was up there staying at the bar having a drink, and I just walked up and said, hey, do you remember me? And then I think Roy literally never got over that. But I didn't think anything of it. I was like, you know what, you're proud of your antics, so own up to them. The crowd who was able to get into the Cannes Film Festival, remember Jason when we used to go? World premiere, Quentin Tarantino, once in a lifetime, gave the film a 7-minute standing ovation at the end of one of the most anticipated screenings of the prestigious festival in recent years. We have to go see that, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love Quentin Tarantino.
I heard this morning on a couple of the shows they were talking about that reaction.
Yeah.
They said it is better than Pulp Fiction. And that,
oh, my God.
That it's going to blow everyone away.
Well, Roy runs into him at Mel's Diner in L.A. all the time. He goes there very early in the mornings, and Roy goes there very early in the mornings while R.J. and Fred and I, the sane people, are sleeping. Did you realize there's like a whole thing of people that get up early? It's like a subculture.
I do.
It's like I get up early a couple of times like in my life, and I like... Oh my God! There's people everywhere. They're talking. It's like a whole subculture going on early in the morning. Who knew? I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, thank you for being a fantastic audience. For the first time we've ever showed it to an audience, Tarantino told the crowd after screening very brief remarks, thanking the studio, producers, cast, and crew. It was an enthusiastic response to the film, his ninth and most recent film since Inglourious Basterds. I'm sorry, that was a little too much for me.
Yeah, that was for me too.
Ugh, people loved it, and I'm sure it was brilliant filmmaking, but that was a little gory for me. Yeah. And then he won the Palme d'Or 25 years ago for Pulp Fiction, which is a classic. Pulp Fiction is a classic.
Yes.
That was a good one. In celebrity news, a lawyer, oh, you're going to love this. This is just so unbelievable. A lawyer says that three handwritten wills have been found in the Detroit area home of Aretha Franklin months after her death, including one that was discovered on the cushions of her living room. I wonder who she willed her Lea Black handbags to. The latest one is dated March 2014. It appears to give the famous singer's assets to family members. I think she has three sons. One is a special needs son. Some writing is hard to decipher, and the four pages have words scratched out and phrases in the margin. She was 76 when she died of pancreatic cancer last August. The lawyers said she had no will at the time, but these three handwritten versions were discovered in May. It's going to court in June, I think the 19th, if I remember, to determine if they're valid or not. I think they should be valid if they're in their own handwriting. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if she hid them, obviously no one was influencing her.
Did you see the actual paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like chicken scratches.
Yeah, I saw the paper.
I was like, is that a will or a calculus?
That's why we had a hard time getting that contract signed for her,
right?
When she performed at the gala. She wasn't easy. Remember all that shit she wrote on the contract?
I'm sure.
Hmm. Rapper Drake announced that he is now the proud owner of a private jet. Now listen to this. How does Drake make this money? We need to get into rapping.
Oh my God, he's the top hip-hop artist.
This is not your typical personal plane. The jet's average retail price is $220 million.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Doesn't even count the insurance, the maintenance, and the flight crew, and the rest of it, and the gas and everything. And the customized Boeing 767/300F. That's what we fly on. No, the 767. We like the 777. Has Air Drake emblazoned on its engines. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, how can we get into this rapping thing? I know how to write. And I mean, Roy Jr. can do the piano beat. I mean, we need to start rapping. Oh, God. Should we take our break before we get into Housewives?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back.
All right. So now we've gone from royalty news, celebrity news to...
Lowest hanging fruit.
Housewives! Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know. Let's save that one for 1 second. And according to let's go to New Jersey. Knock that out. According to The Blast, Joe Giudice has received support from 27 former immigration judges to remain in the United States. The former immigration judge and members of the Board of Immigration Appeals filed a motion in Joe's pending appeal providing reasons why they believe he should not be deported, according to the court records obtained by the blast. So, you know what? Roy said from the very beginning, he's going to be deported. No matter what they say and do, he's going to be deported. That's the law.
Yep.
Now, I guess his only way to get a stay is if some judge goes out on a limb and gives him a stay, or if he gets some kind of presidential pardon. But I don't know. I'd like to see him stay, but it's not fair to all those people sitting in the cages that get kicked out of here, mm-hmm. too. So it's a tough one because he's high profile, and they're going to want to make an example out of him.
Ryan Holt says he committed fraud, period.
He did.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is, yep. but it's kind of a very sad story. And you know what? He should really have been going, he should have gone to jail for being stupid. You lived in the country how many years? 30-something? And you didn't just go get your citizenship? And you're married to an American citizen? Just get your citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's his real problem. It's not the fact that he committed the crime, even though that's what's the reason he's not going to be able to stay here if he is deported, and presumably he will be. But he could have had a citizenship. He's
right.
married to an American citizen, and he's been here 30 years. I mean, back in the day, not today, everybody that applied went through the system, filled out the paperwork, had a job, had a sponsor. You could gradually work your way into the system, even if it was a permanent residence. It may take 10 or 15 years and a lot of money to do it, but you could do it. He could have done it very easily.
Can they revoke it, though, once he committed a felony?
Once you're an American citizen, they can't. Once you're a citizen, you're a citizen. They can't take it away from you. Mm-mm. Now, in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, well, Kamel's wedding, which was beautiful. I thought this setting was gorgeous. Her dress was beautiful. She looked beautiful.
You liked the dress.
The husband's cute. Well, for Hawaii. I personally didn't like the dress, but I think it was a themed type of Hawaii flower floral thing. So for Hawaii, it was fine. No, I don't think it would have been.
I think it looked like a lamp doily.
It did look like a doily, yeah. But it was beautiful for the setting and for Hawaii. It wouldn't have been my pick, but she looked great in it. The worst thing that happened to us is fucking Lisa Rinna's losing her voice.
I know, right?
What are we going to do?
Oh, my gosh.
Where are we going to get the gossip? Who's going to stir the pot? Lisa, get that voice back. Did you notice PK isn't there? Harry's not there. Vanderpump's not there. I mean, a lot of people weren't there.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I don't know why PK didn't go. He always goes to everything. Harry, I mean, he doesn't go to anything. Vanderpump and her husband, well, we know why they weren't there. We'll get to that together on that in a minute. And then, so Rinna says that Lisa Vanderpump won't ever admit to anything wrong, but she wants to be perceived as perfect and a saint. Do you believe that? I mean, I wouldn't have thought of it, but now that you mentioned it.
Lisa Vanderpump's number. Like, she has for a long time.
And that's
I just think that right now, now we're starting to really see what Lisa Rinna's been talking about all along.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't going to believe it. People that like Vanderpump like her. So then she goes and she does the lie detector test.
Nancy Carver says, sorry, Lisa Vanderpump has jumped the shark, or rather the dog. Marcella Bernardi says, not liking Beverly Hills this year
at all.
That was
funny. He jumped the dog. We got a tweet. I'm going to text Lisa Rinna and tell her. Nancy said that she jumped the shark. She jumped the dog. I'm going to tell her you've got to say that in your interview. But anyway, so now they were mocking her for taking this, quote, lie detector test and making fun of her. But to me, the lie detector test is irrelevant. Whether she put the article on Radar Online or not is irrelevant. The root of the problem is who set up the dynamic to try to make Dorit look bad.
Right, there were no questions about that.
There were no questions about that. That was the root of the problem. And Lisa has turned it around from what happened with her fingerprints all over it that was obvious into, I didn't leak the stories, darling. So she turned it to her advantage, and the girls let her get away with it. The only one that finally called her out on that was Kyle last night when she said, you know, the whole thing started with the dog thing. But I like Beverly Hills, even though people say it's kind of boring this year. I don't think so. I mean, you know what? The backdrop, the glamour, the money, the fame, the celebrity, the, you know. Now, do you notice Erica wasn't on the show at all? The other one was off making a film. But the girls, I think they did a good job. They carried it well. You know, Camille, for the first time, didn't overact. She kind of tried to a couple of times, but it was manageable. It wasn't like somebody wound her up and told her to go from nothing to 500.
Ryan Holt says, but honestly, this whole thing started with Doree, but she has her hands clean in the matter, which is kind of true because she gave the dog away.
Well, here, this is the way I think about it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Dorit has the dog. She's got two little kids. The dog bites one of the kids. You can't have a dog that bites kids around. When our Doberman bit RJ, that day, I found someone that would keep it until we found a home, and George found a place in North Miami where they wanted a guard dog outside with other Dobermans, which was a perfect place. We worked to find it. We worked and we called and that. But you can't have a dog around that bites when you have small children.
No.
And period.
That's fine. But if her contract said that when she went to get the rescue dog, that if they couldn't have it, they needed to return it back to
the
rescue
center. Well, that's the question.
That's
no
the
one's ever shown us the contract, right. Number one. And number two, in her mind, she found the dog a good home. So I don't think in her intentions and in her mind, she did anything wrong.
No, she was trying to prevent exactly what happened.
She was trying
from happening.
To prevent this whole...
becoming a story.
She took the dog back and she was mean to the dog. So she was trying to avoid all that. So she finds a lovely woman that says, I'll take the dog. And so from that, you know, Vanderpump, who was mad at her for something else, wants to make her look bad. And then the crew comes in and does it, and Vanderpump doesn't have anything to do with it, which was pretty, the whole thing was kind of obvious. And it's like great for TV, and maybe she did it for that. I don't know. But the whole thing got twisted into the radar story. So, but I love that show. I think they're all great. I mean, every one of them brings something in their own way. I love the cast that's on there now.
Carol Alderett says, don't forget Teddy had her hands in the puppy gate, too.
She did, but she admitted it.
Marcella Bernardi says, this is the second dog Dorit and her family have given away, so they should not really have any more dogs.
Probably shouldn't. Some people aren't good with dogs.
Alex Pletcher says, I think Charlie Sheen's ex-wife recounting the time she put together a plate for the hooker he brought over for Thanksgiving dinner a few years back, totally took the cake.
That was great. That was
she's
good.
Had some real humdingers this season.
Yeah, she has.
Like,
she's cute on
there. The happy
there.
Ending thing and all that stuff.
She's
I think
cute
she's
on
funny.
There.
And her husband now, he's super embarrassed of some of the stuff she's
the
brought up.
The latest thing about the happy endings.
Yes.
He's very sweet, too. You know, they make a very zen couple living right out there on the water. The kids wearing tennis shoes with their gorgeous fancy dresses. I mean, they're kind of like real homey people. I like what they bring to
they're
the show.
They're kind of anti-Beverly Hills.
Oh, in a way.
That's where they are.
And really, she's the one that, one of the ones is the most accomplished. She's been in a lot of films.
Oh, yeah. She's still working.
And she's still working as an actress. And this is going to help her get films because
Absolutely.
They'll hire her so that she'll promote it on the show.
Exactly.
So,
they get promo.
And they're not stupid, but, you know, good for her. Okay, in trivia news, oh, Jason, now you're going to like this. This is something that would happen to Jason, who lives like a king, I don't know how, on a regular charity and Leah Black Enterprise budget. In fact, Leah Black Enterprise plays the whole budget, so I should support the charity too, by the way. So on a very nice, modest salary, Jason lives like a king. He's always on a yacht. Or a mansion, or a vineyard, or somewhere fabulous. So this is something that would happen to you, Jason. You would love this, too. A restaurant in England made quite the costly error by giving one customer a much more expensive bottle of wine than expected. At the Hawksmoor steak chain in Manchester, England, a customer ordered a 201 Chateau Bichon Le Guave Comtesse de Latan, or whatever, which is listed for £260, which is $335, according to CNN. However, the customer was instead given a bottle, you're going to love it, of Chateau Le Pin Pomerol 2001, which cost £4,500 or $5,800. Can you imagine? I mean, that would never happen to me, okay? That would never happen. I'd get the bottle that they had snuck the top off and poured in some shit and then put it back on there and pretend to open it in front of me. And it did? See, it happened to us. Jason and his jet-set rich crowd. Oh,
yeah, they're all saying that they need to live his life.
I know. We want to live like Jason.
Yeah, Juliana Bivolo says, yes, Jason.
Private planes, yachts.
Nancy Carver says, love Jason. Swing the camera on him. Even Dominic says, I need to be on a yacht somewhere with Jason.
I know.
Jenkins says, I am on the beach at home in Sarasota, Florida with my husband and friends. Hate I'm missing your podcast, but I'm going to check it out later, and I love you.
You have to.
And
get it on.
Jason Versace on the floor is what it says. Nancy Carver says.
Yep. Trivia and more trivia. Simply put, oh, I got to tell you this. I read this story because it caught my eye because of RJ. So you know when you buy pizza and then RJ won't eat it leftover. It's not the same. So he won't eat leftover. So listen to what you're supposed to do.
Well, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, I know. He's like, it doesn't taste the same. It's not good when it's leftover.
I don't like things leftover, but I eat pizza.
But so listen how you're supposed to do it, okay? You put a pan on medium-low heat for 2 minutes until the bottom of the... And then you put the pizza on it until the bottom of the pizza is a little bit crispy for 2 minutes. Then you put it on low. You drop a couple of drops of water in the pan and cover it for a minute or two, and your pizza comes out like it was just fresh and new. How about that? I like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's it. But just don't cook it too long, or the bottom will become overly crispy or might burn a little.
I would already be burned.
That
I like my
good.
Pizza burned, so that's how I cook it to begin with.
You're just weird to begin with. Not to mention he stole all of our M salt.
That's
available at HEB.
I put the M salt over there that you told me to take. I took the one with me that I was supposed to take. You told me to do that.
He took the full one and left an eighth of an inch. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Newsweek.
You're causing enough high blood pressure. I don't need any salt.
You're not supposed to be eating salt. That's mostly spices. That's why we like it.
Really
That's
good.
Why we like it. It tastes like salt, but it's mostly spices. Okay. Newsweek. It's called M-Salt. M-Salt.
Yeah,
you can get it online or at HEB in Texas. Okay. Another little bit of news. A Florida man is accused of threatening to kill 6 police officers following a suspect road rage incident and now faces 8 criminal charges. Ken Freeman, 50 years old, of Titusville, was detained Thursday at 8:30 p.m. by deputies in Melbourne Police Station, and the bond was listed at $18,000. He told the officers that he would cut off their heads, eat their eyes, and their tongues. The suspect was arrested outside a Sports Star at Shopping Mall. Is there anything that doesn't go on in Florida? I just am telling you. The other day, an airplane landed on the freeway. I mean, everything happens in Florida. I just can't. Oh, my God, we're just running out of time. Here's some good news. A Tennessee high school student, a little black boy, so cute, graduated the top of his class and earned millions for his college education while enduring a family tragedy. 17-year-old Tupac Mosley graduated from Raleigh Egypt High School in Memphis with a whopping $3 million in scholarships, according to Fox 13. While the money is totally astonishing, it's even remarkable that he was able to earn those funds while keeping a 4.3 grade point average while being homeless.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. He said, when I got the money, I was more than elated and excited and astonished that it was that much, he told the outlet. Isn't that a great story? I love that story. And another good story, billionaire. Robert Smith told Morehouse College during the commencement of 2019 that he's giving them the ultimate graduate gift, a grant that will wipe out all their student loans. It will reportedly cost him an estimated $40 million, and he's a billionaire. Well, that's amazing. When Roy gave the commencement speech in UM last year, he didn't stand up and pay off all the student debt. So shame on you. I think that's so lovely. He said the only thing he asks is that they pay it forward. And they had one of the students on one of the shows the other night. He was the oldest of 9. His mother works like 25 jobs. And he said what he was going to do, instead of having to pay that money towards his student loans, he's going to go to work, 2 jobs, and he's going to help his mother finally for the first time in her life. Someone will be willing to absolutely help cover some of those bills. That was a good story.
You know, what kind of grew out of that, too, is that a lot of the news, I saw NBC did this whole thing on student debt and, like, what really these students are going through. And they said that 67% of the students that they had just surveyed had what they call a food crisis within the last 30 days, which meant that they didn't have money to eat.
Yeah, they have to choose between their loans and food. Beto O'Rourke last night pointed out in the CNN town hall meeting that I think he said there was a one person he pointed out that had, the guy asked the question. He had $300,000 in student loans. He got a law degree. He's been working in a law firm for 10 years, and he still owes $300,000 in student loans. Yeah,
there has to be some kind of amnesty
this
thing that's going to have to take place.
Ridiculous. If you can't educate the kids of the United States, the country's going to get way behind. We want to be ahead.
Yeah.
So the most important place we could put our money, in addition to climate change and health insurance, is education. And they got that dingbat Betsy Voss over there using public emails and not a private email, not the Washington email. She's not in any trouble, though. Only Hillary got in trouble with that. Her, that idiot over there running the Department of Education, and all these kids are getting saddled with these loans. It's just unbelievable.
Joy Wilmer says she doesn't think she'll ever get her student loans paid off. And Eden Dominic says, I have loans that are 15 years old that I've had to defer.
Can you believe it? My niece... his son just graduated high school. So they took out a college loan, a 50% loan, and they're paying 50% for him. She just paid off her student loan. Her husband just paid off his student loan, and now they're taking out one for the first kid.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? It's a racket.
It's a bad cycle. It's a vicious
racket.
Cycle.
And it's 12% annual. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. It should be. You shouldn't be able to make a profit off of student loans, and you shouldn't be able to make a profit off of medicine and healthcare. Those things.
And
you shouldn't make prisons. That was the next thing I was going to say. You shouldn't make profit off of those things. Those are community service things that should not be profit centers. There's plenty of other places to make money. Well, the guy on Jeopardy, listen, he's
James
up to...
James on Jeopardy.
Yeah, $1,780,000.
Yeah.
Only Ken Jennings has won more at $2.5 million. Can you believe it?
He's
in the top 10, $1.7 million on Jeopardy. You got to be really smart. I guess his education paid off for him. He probably spent all his time online learning all the trivia, all the insignificant information.
He's also making a fortune on some sports betting thing right now that's going on because they've actually hired him as the spokesperson for the sports betting company.
Good for
online,
him.
For online, yeah.
An Oregon dad stole $700 from his daughter's Girl Scout cookie fund and took the money and had a massage and erotic massages and then called the cops and said that the house had been broken into and the $700 had been missing from the jar.
Crazy.
Now, that's a guy setting a good example for his kids, kind of like the president lying all day, every day. Whole Foods says it's going to stop offering plastic straws in all 500 stores in the U.K., United Kingdom, and Canada. First national chain to do that. I agree. Look, I have my metal straws. I carry my metal straws. My Sandy Tuck Texas tea. So that was good. A transgender woman was attacked in April. Remember, beaten, almost found dead? Well, they finally killed her. Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my God.
They killed her. She's found dead. She was found dead. She was found beat almost to death in April, and then they finally killed her in Dallas, Texas. If you're transgender, get out of those redneck communities. Get to San Francisco. Get to L.A. Get to Miami. Get where people are normal, not where they're redneck haters. I mean, you can't live in those towns if you're transgender. It's just dangerous. It's unbelievable.
Pete LeDuc says, we can ban straws faster than we can ban guns.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true.
It's true. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, they're banning abortions faster than they're banning guns, too.
Yep.
Man-eating tigers could hunt down more humans due to climate change. Remember all those man-eating tigers over in Africa? Well, they're going to be eating more people because of the climate change. Mm-hmm. A four-year-old child called 911 to report being in a hot car with windows up with six other children. The mother was arrested. The mother was inside shopping. She leaves six kids in a hot car and rolls the windows up. And the little four-year-old called 911.
Unbelievable.
Thank God the four-year-old knew how to call 911. I mean, I just can't. And then the Columbine shooting survivor was found dead from opioids. He couldn't handle being a survival after watching his friends all being slaughtered. He got on drugs and he died of an overdose. I just can't. They're saying low-fat diet may reduce the chances of dying from breast cancer. Kansas City three-year-old was dead, listen to this, after accidentally shooting himself with a handgun found at home. Another gun story. A man killed 23-year-old daughter, thinking it was an intruder, shot her through the door. Today I heard on the news that there are approximately 4 mass shootings a day in the United States, and a mass shooting is anything over 4 people.
Right.
Can you believe that? Every day.
Yeah.
I just can't. An 18-year-old was found in the hallway in Oregon with a loaded shotgun hidden under his trench coat. A coach noticed it, stopped him, wrestled the gun from him, and saved the lives of how many there? I mean, what is wrong with people? They ban abortion, and then they let these kids live in cages, and then they let them die with gunshots. What is wrong with the thinking of these idiots?
Nancy Carver says, I hate household guns.
I do, too.
Eden Dominic says, don't get me started on the abortion thing. I say we all take a ride to Alabama and try to get one.
Thing is, you know, nobody wants abortions. Nobody's for abortion. But some people get in a situation where they need one. Other people have medical problems. Other times the life of the mother. Other times the baby's not going to survive it. Other times they were raped. I mean, it shouldn't be a form of birth control, but it shouldn't also be illegal. It's settled law. It's been law for 40 years. These right-wing religious Christian fanatics that don't care that Trump lies, has mistresses while his wife's home with a 4-month-old baby, don't mind that Russia's helping him, don't mind he goes to Helsinki and kisses up to Russia, don't mind that he's in love with Kim Jong-un, don't mind the fact that, you know, Maduro was on a plane to Cuba when Putin called and said, no, stay in Venezuela and let's fight this war, and Trump rolls over and says, fine. They don't mind any of that. They don't mind kids dying. The 5th kid died in a cage yesterday. They don't mind that. But don't let a woman have an abortion.
Yeah, Joey Walmer says school shooting victims also had a heartbeat.
That's right. They did. That's a very good point. They absolutely did. I just can't. Jimmy Carter will not be teaching Sunday school this week after he broke his hip. He's going to miss 1 week of Sunday school. He's so sweet and building those houses still. 6 months after the deadliest wildfires in California, they found that it was that there is cancer causing benzene in the air. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's naming a U.S. Navy ship after the civil rights activist House of Representative John Lewis. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
he deserved it. He was almost beat to a pulp on the Alabama Bridge back in the civil rights days fighting for black equality. Oh, this lunchroom worker gave this little kid food. The kid said, I can pay you next week. The worker gave him lunch food. And they fired him. So now this chef, Jose Andres, offered him a job.
Yes, which was great.
He's an American hero. He's the one that should be getting the honor, Medal of Freedom or whatever it's called, not Tiger Woods. What's that about? Well, I just tweeted out, what did he get that medal for? Was it for cheating on the 13 girlfriends he had when cheating on his wife, or was it for his golf that he won once in 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He golfed with Trump
down.
Three weeks before,
and then
he gets the medal on him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, I find this interesting. In 1939, the London population was 8,615,245. In 2015, it was 8,615,246. There was one more person in London in 1939 there was in 2015. That's amazing how they've sustained the same amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I find that just kind of strange. Every population seems to be growing. I love London. Oh, and politics. Oh, my God. Where to start? Do you realize only 18% of the people in New York voted for Trump? That shows you how unpopular he was in his own state, where people really knew who he was. Hmm. The Ukrainian president came out and said there was absolutely no evidence of Biden or his son with any controversy, that was just a made-up shit show thing that Giuliani thought he could get away with. And when the Ukrainian government wouldn't go along with the pay-for-play, in other words, you say he did all this stuff and Trump will give you this, that, and the other, and they said, no, we're not going to participate. Then he said, well, I didn't go because I didn't want to walk into the enemy camp of the president. No, you didn't go because they wouldn't go along with your scheme. Now, tell me how this makes sense. The Republicans are borrowing another $20 billion from China to pay the farmers who cannot sell their products to China because of the trade wars. So how does that work? We're borrowing $20 million from China, and we're going to take that $20 billion, and we're going to give it to the farmers that are broke because we can no longer sell our farming goods to produce to China because Trump started a trade war?
Mm-hmm. And we also borrow the money at a very high interest rate from them.
I mean, it's like a student loan. It's we're crazy. Always going to be in debt. Yeah. I can't with people.
Now, Joy Walmer, she said that the chef you were speaking about, that he's a national hero.
She says
he came here to Wilmington and helped during the hurricanes this past year, and he was one of the first ones there with people.
Puerto Rico, too.
Wasn't he the one that was supposed to have the restaurant in Trump's Washington, D.C. hotel, and they ended up going to court over it?
He wouldn't do it.
He was one of the first people to, like, rebuke Trump on the whole thing.
He's one of the first one that went public, yes.
Now, that happened during the primaries.
How do you think this is for Swampland? Mitch McConnell,
who
was the leader of the let's drop the Deripaska sanctions. Remember, he put the vote on the floor, got the Senate to drop the Russian sanctions against the Russian oligarch, whatever his name, Deripaska. Deripaska, coincidentally, is giving hundreds of million dollars to Kentucky so that they can build an aluminum plant or something. Now, meanwhile, the guy that goes and tells Mitch McConnell that he's negotiated this with Deripaska is Vitters. Well, Vitters is the one whose wife was applying to be a federal judge and made such a fool of herself during the interview that they just never brought it up again and put it her interview at the bottom of the pile. Well, now Vitters runs to McConnell and says, hey, I got you all these hundreds of billions of dollars for Kentucky to build this aluminum plant from Deripaska, whom we know you didn't drop the sanctions for any reason, but he's giving you this money anyway. And by the way, my wife would still like to be a federal judge. All of a sudden, the wife's at the top of the list, and she's a federal judge now. McConnell is one of the crookest people. Mm-hmm. He is one of the crookest. So crook. Now Trump's saying everyone's going to defy a subpoena. No one's going to participate. So what he's saying is that the Congress and the three equal branches of government are going to have no power. He's going to be the dictator-in-chief, the divider-in-chief, and he's going to make all the rules and be the judge and jury. So what is the Senate to do other than to impeach him? They can't just sit by and let him get away with everything because he's just going to spend this as a hoax for the next 2 years. At least if they have an impeachment hearing, some of the facts will start to come out. It's just unbelievable. I can't even believe it. Then Trump, tell me that he's normal. He tweets out yesterday or 2 days ago, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the U.S. again, exclamation point. Chris Murphy, who's one of the, in the House of Republicans on one of the main committees, said, this is how he tweeted back. Things my fourth grader would say if he were commander-in-chief.
Exactly.
People using personal emails out of the Trump administration, Ivanka, Jared, Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Reince Priebus, Gary Cohen, and Betsy DeVos. If you didn't know better, you would think that they really never cared about those emails anyway. Just it was only because it was Hillary. Oh, my God. Now, you're going to like this one. Remember that Kuntz rabbit? Oh, it was a 1986 rabbit. It's this balloon sculpture, 41 inch of stainless steel. Jason, you probably know about that rabbit, right? You're into art. That rabbit sculpture by Kuntz. You know how much it went for? $91.1 million at an auction in New York. You know who got the bid? You know, Steve Mnuchin, the secretary of
he's the guy with the IRS.
He's the guy with the Treasury, Secretary of Treasury.
Yes, sure.
His dad! No. So you talk about putting the fox in the hen house. They gave the keys to the U.S. Treasury to Steve Mnuchin, whose father can afford a $91 million 41-inch Jeff Koons rabbit sculpture. That swamp's become a cesspool. They just located another
rebooting swamp creature.
Yeah, I mean, the Trump administration has 1,712 additional children that they found separated. Yes, they just found out that there was another 1,700 that they've lost. They didn't know. Trump's biographer says that he thinks that, according to thehillreporter.com, that Trump thinks that he's genetically superior and that makes him above the law. Well, of course he thinks that. Why, he's a white supremacist with a big brain. That big brain. Now, remember John Barron. John Barron was the fake name that Trump made back when he was leaking tabloid news to all the press in New York about him dating celebrities, and everyone wanted him, and had the biggest tower in the city, and all this bullshit. He would call the press as John Barron and report on Donald Trump, which was really him. So this guy tweets out, "How weird is it to name your son after an imaginary friend?" I think that's hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Then it turns out that Michael Flynn told Mueller that people connected to the Trump administration, including a lawyer, attended to influence his testimony, according to CNN, which, by the way, that makes it a crime. And Kim Jong-un is firing off missiles, but Trump's still in love with him. And, you know, Iran is, Trump's threatening Iran now because of Bolton, who was behind the Iraq war. I mean, this is, we went from having an agreement with them to keep the peace for 10 years and let's keep negotiating on how we can get rid of all these nuclear arms forever, and you won't make any more. And then we tear up the agreement, and now they're threatening to start redoing nuclear weapons again and fighting off the coast with the U.S. I can't. The U.S. government has reviewed 47,000 cases of immigrant children who have been separated from their parents. How about that? They said it will take up to 2 years to try to get them all back together, if they ever get them all back together.
And two more have died in the last 7 days.
Yeah, it's up to five. One 16-year-old yesterday.
And I think another one this morning.
Another one today? Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. This is like concentration camps
in Nazi
Germany.
And they closed down the one on the border, and they closed it down because now there's a fever outbreak, apparently.
Because they're not taking care of them. And they're putting them in these small confined areas, which is why they're keeping it freezing like a freezer, so that these kids are freezing to not just spread the germs and having to cover up with those aluminum blankets. This is why you need to read the Mueller report. This was on page 71, volume 1, from Felix Sater to Michael Cohen on 11-3 of 15. So this is in 2015. Quotations. "Buddy, our boy can become president of the USA, and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this, and I will manage the process. This is why we have to have impeachment." This just went nowhere, because it's on page 71 of the Mueller report. Put this into evidence on national television in front of the American public. Oh, Trump, listen to this. He's so creative. We're almost done. He wants his fence to be painted, his big fence. He wants his fence to be painted black so it'll be hot. And he wants spikes on the top of it so it will impale anyone who tries to go over it. Oh, my God. He's just crazy. And on the abortion front, meanwhile, Alabama, 46th. In women's health care, 45th in infant care, 48 in infant mortality, 42 in toddler checkups, 37th in cervical cancer, and 36th in child immunizations. So Alabama's going to dictate what we're going to do with women's bodies, and these are their stats. It's just, as this guy Josh Moon says, "I love these Alabama rednecks cheering that stupid bill saves millions of babies. Meanwhile, it ranks 46th in healthcare." On and on. Oh.
Eden Dominic says, "I should really come prepared with wine for this part."
You really should. Should be cocktails.
It should be a liquid lunch.
Drinking lunch. Okay, now, this woman keeps posting, and I agree with her. She says, "We need to keep asking, why did Justice Kennedy, who voted to protect Roe, retire so abruptly? What role did his son's job at the Deutsche Bank play?
Yes.
Who paid off Kavanaugh's $92,000 country club fee, plus his $200,000 credit card debt, plus his $1.2 million mortgage, and purchased them a SCOTUS seat?" And she's right. And then there's a picture here of Kavanaugh saying, "I like beer." So I'm going to leave you with this bad news, and then we're going to wrap up. Donald Trump neglects to mention his sugar high economy is at $22 trillion, almost $23 trillion. Oh my God, the public's credit card and the labor participation rate is at 62.8%. They're calling him Brocahontas. Is doing to America what he did to Atlantic City casinos, bankrupting them. Oh my God.
Well, he said he was going to run the country like he runs his business.
And he is, right into the ground. So our quote of the day.
The quote for the summer.
For the summer. No, we'll still be posting our quotes. Surround yourself with people that bring out the best in you, not the worst in you. That's why I have so few people around me. Meanwhile, I want you guys to go to leahblack.com. Remember, the wash is coming in. Remember, the eye cream is in stock now with the code eye cream, your promo code. The serum is in stock. It will be in stock on Tuesday with the promo code serum for your big discounts. And little Black and I are going to miss you this summer. I'm expecting when I get back for book reports from all of you on red carpets and white lies, the New York Post said, or Page Six said, I'm the next Jackie Collins. You need to support my book, leahblack.com. It's $10 for the summer. And so I hope to visit you on the website. Stay in touch with me at Leah Black Miami on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and say goodbye
He's
to
so
Little
funny.
Black.
He's Everybody's so wondering cute. When we'll be back. We'll probably be back in September.
We'll let you guys know.
Leah's going to be posting some things from LA this
summer, hopefully.
So we'll have surprises.
And
thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Yes, it's always fun. It's always a blast.
All right.
Bye.
Say bye, Jason.
Jason, say bye. Wave. Jason's so busy over there planning his next big trip around the world on the yachts. Bye. Here's All right, so we went a little over. We're done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.